Hey, welcome to PMK's Swamps and Gators Show.
I go into the cold-blooded world of reptiles.
I drive an airboat through dangerous swamps.
Nice poisonous snake. Good deadly snake.
They don't bite if you handle them gently.
I take some wicked bumps.
But you know what they say. You gotta get right back up on your alligator.
Yeah, okay. All right.
See for yourself why they are lords of the swamps. Charlie raises a family of little frogs. It's riveting television.
After 6 to 9 weeks, you can see the legs starting to grow.
You know, I've really gotten into this episode.
Me too.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids,
a show with bite.
Joker, and I'm Alicia. In this show, we're doing a lot of dangerous stuff, so we always have to be prepared.
Alicia! Deadly poisonous snake!
Don't move a muscle.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna get the snake.
I think you've been watching too many Harrison Ford movies.
Stay perfectly still. I'm an expert with this whip.
No, you're not. You bought it at a garage sale last week. I was with you. And I don't think that's a real poisonous snake. It really looks more like a toy snake someone left hanging in the tree.
Count to three.
One, two, three!
Ah! Did I get the snake?
No, but I think you hit the camera person.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Tyler!
All I could say is good luck in Florida, Indiana.
We're in the Florida Everglades, and I'm heading into a place where only few people have ever been. Who knows what we'll find? There are all kinds of cool creatures out there, creatures I've never seen before. Some are dangerous and poisonous. And the only way to get here is on this, an airboat.
It's a flat-bottom boat, kind of like a tin pan, which slides over the water in tall grass.
Bob Calishaw is our Everglades Safari Specialist.
Hi, Tyler.
A Chevy truck engine powers the propeller. It's the air power from this propeller which pushes the boat forward and over all the vegetation and water. These rudders direct the wind flow so you can turn. And I get to drive it. All right, now this makes it go right, this makes it go left, and this makes it go. Woo!
Swamps, some with trees, some without. But the bottom line is, if it's a tract of wet, spongy land, it's a swamp.
Oh, there's probably something in there.
In most other places, snakes live on land. In the Everglades, some live in the water, and some of the most interesting ones are poisonous.
Oh my, you actually caught it. Ooh, is it poisonous?
No, that's a banded water snake, but he looks a lot like a cottonmouth water moccasin, which is poisonous. Usually they don't bite if you handle them gently. Whoop.
What would happen if he did bite you?
If this one bites me, it just leaves 100-and-so-odd little pinpricks. The other one, then you get antivenin, go to the hospital, and it hurts. Really hurts. You probably wouldn't die, but you'd wish you had for a while. Don't squeeze too tight. Hold him right there. They emit a little odor.
Yeah, a big, strong odor. He's heavier than he looks.
I'll turn him loose.
Cool.
Oh, there's my perfect alligator right there.
There are more than 1,000 alligators on this lake, not including babies. That's more alligators per acre than anywhere else in the world. Wait, I see it. I think I see one right there.
Okay.
Yeah, right
okay.
there.
I see him.
Okay, I got him.
Do you need some help getting him up?
There you go. Grab his tail. There you go.
All right. Nice little one. About a year and a half old, maybe 30 inches. Getting almost self-sufficient.
See that one that goes front to back that's clear? Well, that's transparent, as you can see, and they close that when they're underwater and swimming along so they can still see their prey, but the water and sticks and things don't actually hit the eyeball.
How many teeth does he have?
Many thousands in life. They shed their teeth.
Dang, a 10, 12-foot alligator can eat virtually anything. They'll eat turtles, deer.
Humans
are not part of their normal diet, but they're capable of eating.
In the swamp, the alligator is king. Stick around, because later, I take on the king of the swamp.
And you know, they jump high. They're very dangerous. They can run fast, outrun a person for a short distance.
Do they eat me?
Oh, yeah.
What is quicksand? Sometimes in old movies and TV, you'll see somebody sinking in quicksand. So what is quicksand?
Shh!
Quicksand is a mixture of sand and water. Without water, sand is pretty solid. But when you add water, the grains of sand become looser, and you can slip easily between them. Usually, quicksand is only ankle to waist deep. Sometimes, it can be deeper. But, unlike in movies and TV, quicksand doesn't suck you below its surface. You can easily float in it, just like in water.
But this is TV.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get too close. Old tires, puddles, and swamps are filled with mosquito eggs just waiting to hatch. The females are the ones that bite. They use our blood to feed their eggs. Getting bitten wouldn't be so bad if the mosquito didn't spit while she drank. Her saliva makes our blood easier to suck. We're allergic to her spit, and that's what causes the itch.
Okay, everybody together, one more time. Down by the old frog pond. Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm just spending a little quality time here with my buddies the frogs down here at the pond. What do you mean, what frogs? Well, come here, take a look. Look at them. Now, these guys and gals are called tadpoles, baby frogs. They've hatched from their eggs a few weeks ago. And they've been eating mostly their own guts. Well, actually, they've been feeding on the egg yolk, which is still in their guts. But later, they'll absorb their own tail as they grow. Talk about you are what you eat. I mean, that would be like, well, eating your own legs. Charlie legs. Tastes a little like chicken. And here's how to help these tadpoles become full-blown grown froggies. It's best not to use tap water, because tap water can contain chemicals which could be harmful to the tadpoles. Now I add a rock and a piece of wood that I found from the pond. Make sure that part of both are above the water level. Put in the tadpoles. Now cover the container with a screen top and wait. Add fresh pond water once a week. The tadpoles will start climbing on the branches. They're making the transition from breathing through their gills to breathing through their skin, mouth, and lungs. Pond water is full of algae, which they eat. But if you want to give them a treat, though, try a little boiled lettuce. The tadpoles are about 7 to 10 days old. At 4 weeks, the gills will be fully covered by skin, and soon they'll be gone. You can't see them, but they're getting tiny little teeth to help them eat. After 6 to 9 weeks, you can see the legs starting to grow. The body gets longer,
The arms pop out elbow first. After 9 weeks, our friends look like little tiny frogs with tails. We almost have full-grown frogs here. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye. It's been really great knowing you. So just get out there and do your froggy thing. Go on. Go on, get out of here. No, don't look back. And don't worry about food. Your tongues are coated in mucus, so your prey will stick to it. I know it's gross, but that's just the way nature is. Go on! There go the best group of frogs a guy ever raised in a plastic container.
A lot of wild creatures live in a swamp, and furry rodents like this are trashing their home. They're called nutria. They're eating up so much swampland and making swamps disappear. The nutria don't belong here. Traders brought them from South America a long time ago to sell their fur. Since then, they've multiplied out of control. So how can you save the wetlands before these critters eat them all up? You can wear a stylish nutria coat or eat a yummy bowl of nutria stew. No joke.
You ever wanted to wrestle a 500-pound man-eating alligator? Me neither, but I find out how.
Tyler, you think you want to wrangle one?
That's coming up.
I love these swamps and everything, but these mosquitoes are really annoying.
Well, my uncle came up with an idea to keep mosquitoes from biting. It's a spray.
Do you have some?
Yeah, but...
No buts here, Tyler. Come on.
Yeah, but...
Just give it to me.
Okay.
Come on. So we're sprayed on my hands and my arms and my clothes?
Yeah, everywhere, a lot of it.
It feels sweet.
Yep.
But doesn't that attract bugs?
Yep.
Take this. Oh, look at
you. You see, you give it to someone else, and then you don't get any mosquitoes at all. My uncle was kind of a jerk.
Tyler.
Hey, but that's a really good dance, you know?
Stop.
I'm an explorer deep in the Louisiana Bayou, ready to handle any problem that comes my way.
Whoa, whoa!
Okay, let's start this over. I'm the great explorer Tyler, taking you back hundreds of years into alligator-infested waters and getting you out again in one piece. Okay, so the real hero is Michael. He's saving this incredible place from destruction.
So this is the Louisiana swamp. Take a look at this tree, Tyler. This old guy is probably, by my estimate, somewhere between 600 and 800 years old.
Whoa!
At one time, this whole swamp was full of trees like this.
Look at the woodpecker holes.
600 years of them.
It's almost like we're in the Amazon. The swamp is one of the most special places on Earth. Not only because it's home to so many animals, but because it protects people and cities from floods and hurricanes, and because it stops land from being washed away by the ocean.
This lighthouse used to be on land. Look at it now.
It stands in the middle of Lake Pontchartrain.
The coast of Louisiana is slowly disappearing.
Every hour, about 3 acres of land is being permanently flooded.
It's because people cut down most of the trees in the swamp, and now this swamp is in trouble.
So something had to be done to protect them. Michael here is a biologist. He's in charge of fixing the swamp, of bringing it back to health. It's the biggest swamp restoration project in the world! Look at this place. It was full of huge trees once. Michael and his team had to plant and care for thousands of cypress trees so that one day, this swamp will be full of beautiful trees again.
Because the trees hold together the banks on rivers and lakes, they also protect the shoreline from erosion.
That's right, Tyler. Here, would you give me a hand getting rid of these vines?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we've got the tree cleared, the next step is to protect it from a small animal called a nutria that was introduced from South America. It loves to eat cypress trees, and it'll gnaw right through small trees of this size. So what we have to do is tape these plastic tubes around the base of the tree to protect it. You have teeth like a nutria. Okay, there's a bunch more trees over here that need our help.
Okay.
They're made out of these cypress trees like this.
Michael might be good at saving trees, but he's not much good at saving you from the alligators.
Are you okay?
Hundreds of years ago, people used to drink swamp willow soup to cure their aches and pains. It was made from the bark and leaves of the white willow tree. This swamp tree contains a special acid that relieves pain. But the soup was very hard to swallow. That's why Dr. Felix Hoffman figured out how to turn that special acid into easy-to-swallow pain-relieving pills. We call them aspirin today.
This is the size of an alligator's brain. And this is him using it. Alligators have been crawling the swamps of the world for the past 200 million years. They were around when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. And it's only recently that they made it off the endangered species list.
But places like this have helped them to survive. This is Gatorland in Orlando, Florida. It's an alligator attraction and breeding farm.
Wow! What do you feed them?
We feed them red meat and chickens, fish. They eat anything that's meat. And you know, they jump high and they're very dangerous. They can run fast, outrun a person for a short distance.
So they eat me?
Oh, yeah. If they had a chance, why don't you try feeding them?
All right. Hey, Gator. Gator, come on. Drop it?
Yeah, drop it down there with him.
Oh, that hurt.
There he goes. He's got it.
That's
look at him.
Cool.
Tear it up. You want to try feeding some up close?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, but you got to learn to wrestle one first. Come on, let's go wrestle a gator.
Okay. So how much do these guys weigh?
Well, this is Jughead. He's about 120 pounds. He's a smaller one, but the real big ones, the giant ones, they can get to be 800 to 1,000 pounds.
Oh, that's big. The trainer wasn't sitting on him. One smack of his tail, and you could break someone's leg. With one hit from his head, you could knock someone unconscious or even break bones.
Tyler, alligators have real strong jaws. They can crush bones, and they can even shatter turtle shells.
You're crazy!
Yeah, it helps. What do you think, Tyler? You think you want to wrangle one?
Well, I don't know. Is it safe?
Well, seeing as how it's your first time, we'll go ahead and tape him up for safety.
I don't trust that tape.
Oh, that's okay. We've got plenty if this breaks.
Take your left hand. I want you to grab him right here on the mouth. Put your right hand on his neck, and then you just have a seat while I get off.
Okay.
There you go. Have a seat. You got him. Hold on to him. He's a little heavy.
Stay right behind me there.
I am right behind you. What do you think?
Strong. Okay, stop. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Settle down.
All right, Tyler. Bye-bye, man. Nice meeting you. I'm out of here. I'm going to lunch.
Help?
Come on, Tyler. We're going to feed us some alligators in here.
Okay.
Now, you got to be careful, all right? They're really dangerous feeding alligators.
Are you allowed to feed alligators?
Well, here you can. You feed them here at Gatorland, but you don't want to feed them out in the wild. That's against the law, and it alters their natural behavior, and, man, they'll come up after food, and people won't know about it, and they may attack people. It makes them a real dangerous animal out in the wild.
Can I try?
Sure.
Meat's all yucky.
Just kind of throw it out by his head out there in the water. They don't really chew their food like we do. They just grab it and kind of crush it. Then they swallow it down whole. See what I'm doing? Now, I'm not hurting this animal. Just tapping him a little bit and just kind of aggravating and kind of get him to go back in the water. We don't want him to get too close to the meat bucket, and that's what he wants to do.
Man, they really go for that food.
You know what the big problem is, though, Tyler?
What?
You run out of food. What are they going to eat then?
Each other.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they might want to try to eat the person that was feeding them.
Nice try.
You got to be careful. I don't want you wandering off. There's a lot of alligators out there.
There's only one more piece of meat left.
All right, you hold the stick. I'll get more meat. Stay here and be careful. Tyler! Tyler! Has anyone seen Tyler?
Hey, has anybody seen my hat?
Right there.
Oops. That's all the time we have on PMK today. Oh, how are the mosquito bites? Is the calamine lotion working? Mosquito bites on the tongue are the worst. Just try not to think of how much it itches. That'll drive you crazy. Well, thanks for watching. See you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids. Oh, that's the crazy train. It's that. Ah, get away!